Hi, this is Stephanie McElroy, and I'm doing an audio glass of number 121. Do you think that this quote describes America? Is our citizenry educated? Although a highly developed and industrialized nation, many people criticize Americans for being ignorant of historical events and current social issues. But when people do pose unsettling questions that may, in turn, criticize the government, many people consider these people to be bad Americans. Does the government really want an educated citizenry? If Americans were challenged to think about history and our role in the world, they would undoubtedly invoke increasingly controversial notions. Consequently, this may inhibit the public from so readily chewing up the incessant propaganda that the government feeds us. There are only about 10 multinational corporations that control all the media in the world. Think about that. We only know the world as they dictate it. That's pretty scary. James Madison once said, "Had every Athenian citizen been a Socrates, every Athenian assembly would still have been a mob." This quote basically screams that the country will operate more smoothly and peacefully when people are more ignorant. Here's the man whose principles make up the Constitution of the United States. The freedom of speech issue is the basis of my movie, The People vs. Larry Flint. While addressing the Supreme Court, Flint's lawyer, Alan Isaacman, states, "This country is founded, at least in part, on the firm belief that unpopular speech is absolutely vital to the health of our nation." I believe that as long as one's speech does not interfere with the safety of others, then it deserves to be heard. This is especially important when the already limited number of multinational corporations are continuing to merge. Will we really know if in 10 years our perceptions are solely based on the interpretations of one or maybe two multinational corporations? It is imperative that we ask questions concerning important social issues and strive for an educated citizenry. I will end this with a quote by John Stuart Mill, who said, "No one can be a great thinker who does not recognize that as a thinker, it is his first duty to follow his intellect to whatever conclusions it may lead. Truth gains more by even the errors of who, with due study and preparation, thinks for himself than by the true opinions of those who only hold them because they do not suffer themselves to think." It is common for Americans not to suffer themselves to think. The Real American History Project is a step in the right direction.